Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
We start this evening with dirty books and early voting. Now, there's a headline for you, right? This year, school board elections are getting a lot of attention from voters all across the country. Issues such as dirty books, COVID shots, transgender philosophy, all motivating voters. Over the weekend, I spent some time in Cabarrus County, where voters are lining up to cast early ballots, and one reason, all the controversy surrounding the school board there.
Thanks for voting early, guys.
Cabarrus County school board candidates busy working the polls.
Thank you for voting early. We got a first-time voter. That's what the bell is for.
On Sunday, at one point, nearly 100 people were in line to vote early near Concord Mills. But candidates were not the only ones out shaking hands. Concerned parents were also working the polls.
Are y'all interested in seeing any conservative people on the school board?
This parent was showing voters the names of candidates in Cabarrus County who support getting sexually explicit books from school libraries and classrooms.
Those are the three that are for family values. We're trying to take sexual content out of the school books.
Sexual content in books has been a hot topic for weeks now in Cabarrus County. And last month it got a lot of attention when the school board voted to allow an excerpt from one such book called Looking for Alaska to be read out loud at their meeting. Board member Laura Blackwell read a portion of the book where a 16-year-old boy gets oral sex from his girlfriend. If you've got kids in the car, you might want to turn down the sound for just a second. Here's some of what was read at the meeting.
Laura unbuttoned my pants and pulled my boxers down a little and pulled out my penis. Wow, she said. And then she wrapped her hand around it and put it in her mouth.
And that book gets much worse. It is no wonder that many parents started asking, how did such a dirty book get in the school library for kids to read? Were librarians just trying to put smut in kids' hands? Well, Laura Blackwell, who is up for re-election, says, no, that's not the case, but she has been pushing for policy changes.
Do I think that this was done intentionally? No, I don't, because here's the thing. You have on Amazon just raving about this book and the story and all of that stuff, but ultimately I have to, as a board member, look at this material and say, what is the educational suitability of this book for our children?
After Laura Blackwell did several interviews, she was kicked off a committee that was reviewing Cabarrus book policy, kicked off by school board chair Holly Grimsley. So, on Tuesday night, just 1 week before the election, the board will vote on a convoluted new policy that says parents can complain about a dirty book that's been assigned, but parents cannot remove a child from the assignment unless a principal and teacher agree.
I think you described it pretty accurately as convoluted.
That's Sean Turner. He's a parent-turned-politician running for school board for the first time because he's so fed up with what's been happening. And he says the proposed new policy is ludicrous.
If you feel a book is objectionable, you bring it to the attention and follow the procedure. They pull that book at, say, high school A. High school B can still keep it in that school because it's not been brought up. So what that's saying is that a book is deemed obscene and inappropriate at high school A, but a high school B has a different culture. And I think that's just silly.
But another first-time school board candidate, Pam Escobar, who says she's running because she is a mama bear, says she's just fine with leaving book policy in the hands of so-called professional educators.
So you don't think there's a problem with books that shouldn't be there?
I think if a parent has a concern, I trust that the Cabarrus County School District has a way to handle it properly.
Escobar thinks having parents challenging teachers over books and assignments is one reason teachers are quitting.
When you talk about books and you question their professionalism and whether or not they actually care about our kids, they're like, forget it. I mean, things are hard enough. And now we've got this school board who thinks that I can't even do my job.
But others on the board disagree. They say teachers and librarians should not object to oversight of their decisions, especially if it's a parent objecting.
What I think people are starting to see is that they have the power to control who's on that school board. It's less of an issues thing and more of a people are starting to take their power back thing.
That is Abdul Ali. He's the chairman of the Cabarrus County Republican Party. He was also talking with early voters on Sunday. Ali says to him, the whole book issue is easy to deal with.
And here's what my solution to the problem is. If you can't put two kids on a stage to act out the scenes from the book shouldn't be in the school.
Period.
That'll solve that problem. If you can't put Johnny and Jill on stage to act out the scene from the book, why is it in the school?
Ali, who's African-American, says the book issue and other social controversies are really bringing out minority voters.
I think folks will be surprised at how many African-Americans vote conservative this cycle. And people say this anecdotally all the time, that most black folks are conservative. Well, if by traditional American values you mean conservative, sure.
And we did find some black voters expressing concern about what's been going on in the Cabarrus County schools.
Part of the issue is the fact that certain things they're teaching kids that I'm not agreeing with. You know, I'm talking about when it comes to gender identity. I don't think that's something that should be brought up. I mean, you know, to me, you're just brainwashing the kid. Kids are there to get an education. That's the bottom line.
While other parents say all the talk about dirty books is just politics.
I think it's just a national political flashpoint issue right now. It's something going on all over the country. People are using fear to drive their campaigns.
But there is no question. The issue of a sexually explicit book.
Laura unbuttoned my pants and pulled my boxers down a little and pulled out my penis.
Read out loud at a board meeting and all the swirl around it is bringing voters to the polls in Cabarrus County. Candidate Sean Turner says there's a lot of newfound interest in what the school board is doing.
They'll admit that, you know, they've never really paid that close of attention to the school board candidates. It's right there at the bottom of the ballot next to the dog catcher, but they are really tuned in this election.
Interesting that it took a controversy over dirty books to get people interested in the school board.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's that, among other things. You have the potential for COVID vaccine mandates for kids to enroll in school. There's a lot of stuff that was brought to light during the COVID debacle has really turned on the eyes and ears of the community.
Now, again, tomorrow night, the Cabarrus School Board will consider a confusing and clumsily written policy that gives parents some ability to complain about books, but leaves the decision to school people or committees. So depending on whether that policy passes, it might just drive more voters to the polls for early voting. Of course, as we've reported, dirty books also a topic here in Mecklenburg County, driving people to the polls and motivating them in the school board race here for CMS.